Our Lady of Kazan is back in Moscow. The bejeweled icon of the Virgin Mary mysteriously disappeared from Russia sometime around 1905. It ultimately came to reside in the Vatican in Pope John Paul II's private apartments. Today, a papal delegation returned the icon to the Russian Orthodox Church. John Allen, Vatican correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter, was present at the ceremony, which took place in the Kremlin, and he joins us now. Hi, John.
Hi, Jennifer.
Can you tell us, how did the icon end up with the Pope?
Well, it's a long story. It was put on display in the World's Fair in the middle part of the 20th century. It was attempted to be purchased by a group of Orthodox believers in the States, but they couldn't raise the cash. So it ended up in the hands of an American Catholic group called the Blue Army, which was devoted to the Marian prophecies from Fatima in Portugal, center of Marian devotion, which focused especially on the Cold War and the idea of the conversion of Russia. And they were actually holding this icon in trust to give it back to the Russians after this much longed for and much prayed for conversion had happened. In 1993, it was instead handed over to John Paul II, who wanted to make it his personal gift to the Russian Orthodox Church, and that's what happened today.
Well, what does he hope to achieve with this? I mean, is it a gesture of friendship? Because relations between the Vatican and the Russian Church have been strained for a long time.
Yeah, that's right. The Pope has been pushing for better relations with the Orthodox for some time, I think primarily for two reasons. One, because he sees them as natural allies in the struggle in Europe for what he calls reawakening the Christian soul of Europe, the struggle against secularization and hedonism and a sort of privatization of religion, which you saw in the failure of the European Union to place a reference to God in the preamble to its constitution. He also sees the Orthodox as natural allies in trying to come up with a common European response to the challenge posed by Islam. And so for both of these reasons, he has made better relations with the Orthodox a high priority. Of course, he also is the first Slavic pope, and I think he feels this desire for East-West unity in a very personal biographical way in his bones.
So do you think the return of this icon is going to work?
Well, in the short term, it doesn't seem so. I spoke to Patriarch Alexei II after the return of the icon this morning, and we put to him the question whether or not he was interested in meeting with the Pope, and his rather dry answer was, not until our outstanding disputes have been resolved. And what he had in mind there was Orthodox complaints that Catholics are proselytizing in Russia and harassing Orthodox believers and institutions in Western Ukraine, which the Russian Orthodox claim is their territory but is predominantly Catholic. Catholics, of course, deny both of these charges. And it didn't seem today that either side was ready to budge on what have been fairly hardly drawn positions.
John Allen is the Vatican correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter and spoke to us from Moscow. Thank you.
You bet, Jennifer.